What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do a back page with Bo coming up in a few minutes from right now. But before we do that, very happy to welcome back to the show from the Atlanta Dream, Ryan Howard. Now, we haven't talked to Ryan
this
since
draft day.
April of 22,
oh my God.
When she was the number one overall pick by the Atlanta Dream. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Doing really good.
Fine. We were just kind of, you know, we knew we were going to talk to you today, so we were looking into some stats and stuff, and couldn't believe that it's year four. How excited are you to get things? I know you guys had a game already, but how excited are you about year four?
Man, time flies. Like, this came fast, but super excited to be doing this with a whole new team, a new coaching staff. Obviously, game one didn't go how we wanted it to, but we still have high hopes for the rest of the season.
How has that adjustment been? You know, new staff, obviously got a player like BG coming over and things like that. How is it, like he said, it's one game in, but yet you've been around each other enough to know that if this is going to work or not. So how has that been?
It's been great. Just everybody's energy, everybody's personalities, it's just been like – overwhelming in a good way. Like, there's tons of positivity just roaming every time we step in the gym together. Like, obviously it makes it easier that we're all learning something new at the same time. But, you know, like I said, we still have extreme high hopes for how the rest of the season is going to go and how our connections and our, you know, chemistry is going to continue to build.
I mean, I'm sure that it's kind of like a two-part answer with team goals and personal goals. I mean, your career thus far, decorated rookie of the year in 22, two-time All-Star thus far. I wonder, when you look at the retooled roster and what the potential is, what do you think about goals-wise for the team and also for yourself this season?
Team goals, I mean, everyone always has the same goal as to winning a championship. But, you know, I think for us in this moment is just to, you know, focus on who we are now and, you know, who we're trying to be, whether I'm focusing on the bigger picture instead of, you know, the small images that make up that picture, you know. And so just, you know, continuing to work. Obviously, it is in the back of everybody's mind, but we're not, like, oh, so caught up in that we're not doing the things that we need to be doing to get there. And as far as personal, I do want to be in, you know, a lot of the heavy conversations this year, so just working on that. But, you know, the coaching staff and the team, you know, they see me as a defensive team accolade player. Obviously, you know, WNBA team, first team, All-Star, all those good things. But, you know, when you really think about it, you can't achieve as much as you want if the team isn't doing as well as you need them to be.
You know, and then like we were talking, because we did have you on when you were drafting, and it has gone by fast, and you're one of the best players in the league, and this is your basketball team. I'm assuming that you take on that role as that leader. How has that grown, you know, from when you got here to now, and also because you have added these veterans that have been there before?
Yeah. I still am one of the leaders of this team, but, you know, adding vets like BG and Bree Jones and, you know, Shatori, it just helps with taking off of that, you know. So obviously your goal will grow, but, you know, I don't have to like, obviously I have to leave, but I don't have to leave like everybody. Like, right. There's help from everybody as to what we all need and, you know, what we're all trying to do.
Ryan Howard joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, guard from the Atlanta Dream, as they take on the Indiana Fever tonight on the road and then host the Fever on Thursday night at State Farm Arena. Fourth year, like we've mentioned a couple of times, I feel like, and maybe this isn't true and you can tell me, but I feel like there's been a little bit of a shift in the way things have been covered and talked about over the last couple of years, in part because one of the players you're playing against tonight in Caitlin Clark. Have you noticed that over the course of your career, the last handful of years, the league being covered differently?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, even having more popularity as for the league as a whole is just been it's a tremendous jump from, you know, my rookie year to last year or even this year with, you know, who came in now. But it's been, you know, it can be good and bad. Most of it, we're trying to keep it good, obviously, because, you know, we have this campaign now, No Space for Hate. And so we're trying to make it everybody.
Uh-oh. I think we're maybe losing Ryan a little bit. That's okay. We'll say thank you to Ryan for the time.
You got us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just have one more before we let you go, because I know it's been almost a year. But tell us about your Olympic experience in the 3-on-3 tournament. And our expectations now is for Miss Howard to be on the women's national team.
It was a great experience, honestly, just – and especially with doing 3x3,
it's a little bit of camera
center. Sorry.
That's okay.
What was I about to say? With it being compared to 5-on-5, like, it takes a ton more, like, physical and mental strength because the game's so fast and physical, but also being able to shift your game from 5-on-5 to 3-on-3, it just speaks to how you are as a player. Obviously, I would want to get on the 5-on-5 team for the next Olympics, so I continue to work towards that. But, you know, even being able to go and represent your country in general, it's something that not everybody can say they get to do. And so it's still surreal seeing that I've done it so early in my career. And, you know, I'm excited to see how far it goes in the coming years.
Can't wait. I know I can't wait.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate the time today. Good luck tonight. We'll see you at home on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you so much. See you at home.
Ryan Howard there, Atlanta Dream guard, Indiana
Baller.
Fever tonight. Baller. Absolutely. Points per game have gone up every single year. She talks about her defense. Obviously, that's a huge part of what this team is. And, you know, you go out and add Breonna Jones and Brittany Griner. Expectations are going to be higher.
They should be.
Got off to they lost over the weekend, but in a good game, 94-90 to the Mystics. And then you got two games tonight that are going to have even a bigger spotlight, obviously, because of the fact that you're playing the Fever and Caitlin Clark. So
they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. And I mean, Caitlin's is who she is, but they got some ball. I mean, they got some rough riders around her and shooting. It's going to be a tall task for them. But good luck to them ladies tonight. And obviously, the game will be here Thursday night over at State Farm.
Yep. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. One last thing there as we were just kind of talking about it. Exactly what we were mentioning. The Sky and Fever game over the weekend.
Yeah.
2.5 million viewers. That's the highest viewership for any WNBA game in ESPN history.
Yes.
So there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Hey, Bo.
Speaking of ladies in sports, it's a huge week this week for the Lady Blue Devils as tomorrow night we start our – tomorrow night's our first game in the first All-Star Tournament. The tournament's called Quest for the Best. It's up at Rabbit Hill, which is Decula-ish. So if anybody's up there, we play at 6 o'clock Rabbit Hill Park tomorrow. We will play again on Thursday. Real quick, funny softball story, because, look, I have a great coaching staff and a great group of parents, and I've been coaching a lot of these kids for like 5 years now. A lot of our parents and coaches are listeners, including my man Getz, who is across the street with AJC, probably sitting in his cubicle right now listening because he told me he would be. Got a funny story from softball practice last night. Everybody loves their chance to laugh at Coach Bo whenever they get the opportunity to. So I'm sure you've seen any random meme of somebody walking backwards and falling over something.
Yes.
So we're doing a little bit of softball practice last night. I'm hitting some ground balls, and we're doing some softball play situational type stuff. And I start walking backwards. My bucket's there with the softballs in it.
Uh-oh.
I fall backwards over my bucket, feet in the air, onto my ass and just back, and bloodied up my hand and everything.
Damn, dog.
Like, just trying to, yeah, man.
How you cut yourself on the softball field?
And after the laughter, before anyone says even, are you okay, they laugh first, which is what, you know, human beings do. I get it. We going to hear about that on the radio? So there you go.
Everybody think you only tell the good stories.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys ever had a cubicle?
I never had. And I don't know that Getz works in a cubicle over here. That's just, you know, I don't know what they work in.
So. I had a cubicle one time. When I was first a radio producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little cubicle.
What'd you do in your cubicle? Well, I guess we got cubicles out here.
Yeah, I would make, like, show bullpen. Sheets.
Is that a cubicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Kinda. Kind
but nobody ever. No, I mean, you have people who
we're not
think
assigned
they're
to those
assigned, like Dylan thinks that last one over there is his.
Yeah. Well, he never leaves, so no one can take it.
But then there was somebody I forgot who used to be right here. This first one thought there was theirs.
Uh huh.
You know, man. When my man Deshaun was here on the other side, that was his cubicle.
Well, yeah, that's where all the video equipment was.
Yeah,
his cubicle.
Well, we got an office. I mean, we
we big time.
We strong armed him to give us an office.
Midday Show Lounge. So, speaking of Diamond Sports, here's Chipper Jones on the honor that it is to be selected as one of the coaches for the Futures game on All-Star Weekend.
It's a tremendous opportunity, one that I just couldn't pass up. You know, the last time that the All-Star game was in Atlanta, I was actually playing in it.
Yep.
The time before that, Hank Aaron was actually playing in it. So, wow. any chance to get to be a part of this, and especially get up close and personal look at the next generation coming up and being in charge of allowing them to be able to showcase their talents to the best of their ability in the Futures game. I couldn't pass that up.
Who plays in these games?
So these are prospects that are like just at the senior level of high school.
Okay.
And like going into college.
All right. Okay.
Most of them have been drafted by teams that are on the A-ball level.
There'll be some local kids.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
There's always kids
from the
area.
There'll be some Braves prospects, guys that just got drafted that are, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're in the farm
system. How about this staff for Chipper? You seen the staff?
You got it in front of you? That's what I was about to bring up.
Yeah, I got it right here. Okay.
Great group of people.
So, Chipper's a manager. The bench coach is Mark DeRosa.
Okay.
The hitting coach is Andrew Jones.
Okay.
Tim Hudson is a pitching coach.
Good.
At first base is going to be Tyler Flowers.
All right.
Third base, Texter, is it Kaniko?
Yeah. He's the third base coach of the Stripers.
Okay. He's going to be third base. That's the one that almost tackled Ron LaCunha.
Yeah, that's right.
And Nick Markakis is the coach. And Peter Moylan.
Oh, he's the manager of the Stripers? Okay, sorry. Okay.
And,
manager of the Stripers.
And Nick Markakis is the coach. And Peter Moylan is the bullpen coach.
Great.
That's just on Chipper's team.
Yes.
The other side's just as stacked.
Grissom, cool. He's a manager for the American League. Jerry Manuel is the bench coach. Fred McGriff is the hitting coach.
Okay, good.
Marvin Freeman is the pitching coach. Dale Murphy is the first base coach. Brian Hunter, third base coach. Ryan Klesko is the coach. And Johnny Estrada is the bullpen coach.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
It's a good step. So I expect if Fred McGriff is the hitting coach, I expect at least one.
Oh, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it.
Even though I know none of them were even alive when Fred McGriff was doing that, they got to pull up the video and see Fred's helicopter finish.
I can go through about half of both of those coaching staffs and tell you what they like to sip on when they come in the Truist Club. So I can't wait to see all these guys. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited.
Great.
So speaking of Atlanta athletes, here is the introduction of a podcast that you never know that you needed, but I bet you're glad that exists now.
He hit me up. He said, we ready to go. So, meet me at the crib. So, we all came down here. We was locked in, loaded, ready to go.
Yeah, y'all know I'm the middle brother. What took you so damn long?
Life, man. just working, making sure everything aligns.
For those that don't know what Julio Jones
the right
sounds
way.
Like.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Make sure everybody schedule a line first.
That's Julio right there.
This would be possible. And we don't want to hold back. Give everybody what they're looking for, what they're asking for.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
this would E.T. Uncut, raw.
Uncut.
That's Roddy.
Roddy, Julio, and Harry Douglas
are
going to do a podcast. I don't know. All I had was that clip that's on NFL Network of them sitting down in front of a camera. Don't know what the name of it's going to be yet. That's just the introductory, hey, we're about to do a podcast, little video, but pretty cool.
Yeah. That will be very interesting if they do what they said they were going to do there.
If they let, if
which
who,
is beyond, like tell all the stories.
Because I know
unfiltered.
Roddy's going to do it. Harry's going to do it.
We know Harry's got
to
do it.
We know Harry's going to do it. And we know Rod's going to do it. I'm anxious to see what Julio does.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see what Julio does.
Because there's some details about certain things that happened.
You don't just live in your home,
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Over, you know, that we'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm
that should be a fun one.
I'm anxious to hear from who. You know how I am about player-only podcasts, spilling tea and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So
they probably won't.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I said they won't. I just said how I feel about
right.
it.
Right. Like, maybe they will.
That's the grade, man.
I, on the other hand, want to hear all of it. Please tell us, and we'll play it on the radio and react to it. We'll kick off the 1 o'clock hour with the big story of the day. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, AMA at 1:40, as always. Final hour straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.